Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are at the end of the week. How was your week? You know, that's the first question I ask the people who come to me for one-on-one weekly coaching. You know, and of course, I hope that they're doing awesome. I hope you're doing awesome. But what I do is I help them focus on those areas of life that they really know that they need to put more attention to. Now, there are great things going on, a lot of things going on. It's usually that one area of life that we know that if we just put more attention on as we get into our patterns and we don't drift away, even do those important things like with our family and our regular job, we know that to get our lives to that next level, somehow, some way, we're going to have to budget the time and energy to focus on those areas of life that's going to really create the life that we really want, really the next level. It's way beyond the 40-hour work week. And sometimes that's just the challenge, is someone reminding us to get back, focus, think about what you want in the long run. I know your day is busy, but do you have that 5 more minutes to do this, make that phone call? Do you have that 3 more hours? Can you spend half of your Saturday on what is quote-unquote your weekend? And I always say, success does not take the weekends off. And having a coach to remind you, what is it that you're focused on? And then connect you to the emotions. Why is it so important for you to do the things you need to do now, no matter, you know, how much realigning of your energy and focus and priorities and staying up late at night or getting up early in the morning or sacrifice half of your day on the weekend to do these things? Why is it so important to you? And getting yourself to focus again on that one area of your life. So that's the first question I ask. And of course, I hope that they're doing well. Hope they're doing awesome. But I want to know how their week was, focusing on the one thing or those areas that we're getting them to focus on, right? So how was your week? What's most important to you? As you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single morning, are you starting getting a more clear idea of what it is you really want? And maybe really, because you are getting clear on that, you're thinking of all the things that you have to do, and maybe even taking it one step further and thinking about, well, what are the things that are really stopping me? And then how do those things come up every single day? How are you doing? You know, how was your week? Think about that for a moment. And, you know, I don't take answers like, oh, it was good. It was really good. Oh, it was all right. It's not specific enough. I make them go through the process. Well, tell me why it was great. Give me specific examples of the results that you produce. And that's always number one. You know, not because bad things didn't happen or they checked off their to-do list, or even that, which is great, but not just, I said I was going to do this, this, and this, and I did it. That's great. But all those things that, you know, you had the courage to plan and step up and do it beyond the 40 hours of the work week, and you did this, this, and this, like you set out to do, did those things get you closer to the results that you really want? So when I ask you, how was your day or how was your week? You know, those are the things that this podcast can help you with. Just like I do with my one-on-one coaching, is remind you of the things that you really want. And this is your time to make sure you think about those before you get on to your busy work day and all the demands and all the other things that you have to somehow make the time for, because they're important in your life too. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 110. So here we are at the second week of this round. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. So now at this time, you should have your habit down, your plan down, or at least you've thought about it, and maybe you might be working out what the plan is, how you're going to listen to this podcast. Are you going to listen to it first thing in the morning? Or are you going to listen to it live? And by the way, I see a point in time where I'm doing this podcast, and it's all about you. So Got a call-in phone number. You can call in with your on the phone or call in through Skype, and maybe I can do some of this one-on-one coaching, ask you some questions, do whatever I can to help you right here on this More Than Just Muscles network on Blog Talk Radio, give you some one-on-one coaching. So we'll talk about that. Someone posted on my Facebook page yesterday, and I thought that was funny. Because right now I'm just pumping out so many videos. I do this podcast every morning. I have a Wednesday podcast where I talk specifically about bodybuilding and training. I answer questions on my Facebook page through audio. He goes, man, with all due respect, you do a lot of talking. And I thought, yeah, I do. You think that this is easy? Coming up with something to think about. And it's not just something to talk about. It's how can I provide value for you? And I would love for you to join me on this podcast. So I'm a lot better when I'm dealing with specific challenges instead of all the general stuff. Like I told you, is that if you find this type of mental toughness, this talk, helpful in your journey, right? It's not about really what I say. I'm just throwing out thoughts and you think about how it applies to your own life, right? Well, that's what the one-on-one coaching that I do. I mean, it's not just talk. It's not just motivational quotes and things like that. It's specifically about your life, and we work that out. So, again, really proud of the service that I offer because I know the change. And, you know, we talked about, you know, if you believe in something, selling, you got to sell yourself, your ideas, your concepts, the value you provide to the world. We talked about that a couple times this week in this Morning Connection podcast. That's why you'll just hear me talk about this one-on-one coaching in addition to all the other things I do because it's my responsibility. It's my duty to help people who haven't been exposed to everything that I have been, and they don't know its power yet. Yet they're looking for those distinctions and strategies in their life. Just like I found a long time ago that really helped me out, helped me create the man I am right now and the man that I continue to be. Again, it's a continual journey. That's what this type of information has done for me. And that's why I'm up every single morning providing it for you. Love it when I get young guys, young men. I can really identify that period in my early 20s where I really needed this. Glad I sought it out. Really helped me get on track. Where that's why I'm here with you today. Because of the journey I went on, the things that I was able to accomplish, why anybody would listen to me now is because I got a hold of this information when I really needed it. And that was in my early 20s. And I still need it. As a matter of fact, I just hired a coach just yesterday for aspects of my business. I know that there are people out there who have focused on certain areas of business, of life, that I haven't. While I was going out winning bodybuilding championships and writing articles and man formation strategies and delivering all that message, while I was doing my thing, there's people, I understand there are people out there who have put that type of mastery into their aspects of business, of life. And if they can speed up the process for me, man, that's what I need. We only have a short time on this earth. We have to live with a sense of urgency. That's the only thing that's going to make us get up early in the morning and start tackling all of those dreams, those goals, those plans that we have. It's that sense of urgency. It has to get done. And I know what it took for me to develop this level of mastery in the things that I do well. And I don't have another 25 years on this planet to grow in certain areas. So at this point, you know, I'm looking for a master who's going to really, really speed up the process. You know, I know what I do, how much that helps people. And so in those aspects of life, I find people just like me to help me. That's how much, you know, I believe in this coaching and mentorship. The other part about it, you know, as I'm getting up early to deliver my Morning Connection podcast while I am running a Mass Machine Nutrition, while I'm connecting with people all over the world, answering questions, while I have my one-on-one coaching students. I have my family, my awesome wife, my beautiful, awesome daughter, and the family life that's so important to me that, man, it seems like I put that off for way too long. I mean, knowing what I know now about the level of fulfillment that gives me, also how it just helps me just step up and be a better man and better at everything that I do. If I knew the feelings and emotions that this would bring me, man, I would have been on the track that I'm on a lot earlier. I say that in one hand. At the same time, you know, we all have to appreciate our journey. And who I am right now, it was a evolution. Don't know. I can't just say if I would have been at this stage, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I wasn't the same man. I mean, I worked hard on myself in all those years. Maybe I wouldn't have appreciated as much as I do now. Anyway, you can't go back in time. You can just go forward and cherish every moment and make your next day better than the last. And, you know, that's why you're listening to this podcast. I applaud you making this time to focus on yourself, making this investment in yourself. And I appreciate with, you know, all the people out there with their blogs and websites and podcasts and videos. I mean, you're taking the time to listen to me, all these things that I have to say, sharing my experience, being your big brother, your friend, your father figure to a lot of you guys. That's a role that I take very serious. I'm really passionate about it. I just know how much that helped me get to where I am right now and where I'm going into the future. I always say that because I'm nowhere even close to what the impact that I'm going to make on the world and all the options that I'm going to provide for myself and my family. I'm still in the grind, working for those better options in life, just like you, working on myself, playing up and identifying my strengths and camouflaging and working behind the scenes on my weaknesses. I'm right there with you. It's a continual process. Never want to come across like, I have it down. You know, so I really do believe that the best value I can provide you is by being transparent about my challenges all along the way. Because, you know, it's easy to get up in the morning and work hard and be focused and optimistic that you're going to reach your goals when you're on a roll, when everything is going well. And it's those downtimes, those times of uncertainty, what you do during those times, that's going to really define you. And, you know, that's like I like to focus on, that I can really identify where you're at. I've been there. And if I can just help you realize that, you know, you can make it through this. You just got to keep on chipping away. And the feelings and emotions that you're going through when you're going through those challenging times, or you don't think that things, they may not even be challenging. You just may wonder if you're ever going to make it to the other side, that you are in good company. There are a lot of people who you admire, you respect, who have gone through those same feelings and emotions. Although it may not look like it because it looks like they're so darn successful, they at one time have gone through what you're going through right now. And they just found a way to just keep on keeping on, find a better set of strategies. Maybe a lot of times it's just sticking to the plan, working harder. And I am pretty darn sure that most of the time it was a lot of mental and emotional flexibility to find a better way. Not drastically stop everything that you're doing, like everything you're doing was way off. Maybe just slight adjustments along the way. But you got to constantly assess, monitor, evaluate every single day, even if it's just like listening to this podcast and we talk about it. So you're making a great investment in yourself, and that's why I'm here for you every single day. Hey, thanks for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. I really appreciate that. For those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio Network, or you're listening to me on iTunes and you're not into building muscle and losing body fat, you know, Mass Machine Nutrition is about being healthy. So you should check out the entire line at massmachinenutrition.com, massmachinenutrition.com. Like I always say, I will not let you down. Again, thank you for your support. Make sure that you're on the Morning Connection newsletter. Get this type of mental toughness every single day. Every single day in your email first thing in the morning. Right? It's just going to take you 10, 20, 30 seconds. So make sure that you open it. It's not just one of those things that you just sign up for. It's a good idea and you don't follow through. Right? So every single time you see the Morning Connection newsletter come through, man, I'm gonna challenge you that it's sometimes in life it's not what happens or what doesn't happen, it's how you interpret the events, the meaning that you attach to it. So I understand you have so many emails, so many people who want your attention. You know, you're taking the time to listen to this podcast. That's awesome. I'm going to give you another ritual or daily discipline, and that's to actually read the Morning Connection podcast. Let's just start off with opening it up. All right, that you can't read it until you open it up. And I know that my inbox is just filled so many times that that's a great headline. Oh, I want to make sure what he has to say or what she has to say. And, you know, I don't open it up. Well, they're not talking to you right now. They're not talking to me to challenge me like I'm challenging you. I want you to at least open up that Morning Connection podcast. So you see it there. It's my challenge to you. I'm coming to your inbox and I'm going to say, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, how badly do you want those things that you really want? How committed are you to reaching those goals that you say that you want? All right, well, here's a little test every single day. You have to at least open this Morning Connection newsletter. How long does it take to open it? Just one little sign to yourself, one little signal that you're at least willing to do the little things. All right, let's just start off with opening it. Again, it's a game. It's a discipline. It's a challenge. And that's going to signify how much you really want it. Again, I'm going to take you just one little area to think about, stimulate more thought in that manner too, and then I'm going to go through what I call our daily disciplines, things for you to think about. And so if you're new to the podcast, that's what we do every single podcast. It's just a discipline. It's not just me talking. It's not you just going, oh, I know what he's going to say here. He's going to ask these series of questions. I want you to focus just for the few seconds that it takes when I ask these questions. And it may be challenging at first to come up with the answers, but if we do this every single day, you feed your mind, just like you feed your body with this type of motivation, mental toughness, mental conditioning, emotional conditioning, it's going to get easier and easier. It's not going to get easier and not a drawn out, long, taxing process. It's not going to start becoming easier and easier for you until you start doing it, right? If you want to build up your conditioning because you want to jog, right? You know, the first day it's going to take everything you have just to get to the end of the block, right? But you're persistent before you're running 5 miles. But it started with that day of maybe it being challenging and you getting winded really quickly. So our 10-second daily disciplines, what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? All right, we all have those things. Maybe it's not some big, giant accomplishment, but it's something that you step up, you faced your fears, you quit procrastinating, and it was something you knew you had to do, right? You know, I had a couple of those yesterday myself that as I'm asking you this question, I'm taking myself through the process. I had a couple big ones yesterday. One was, signing up for that one-on-one coaching in that particular area of business that I'm focusing on. Because I know what it's going to do for me. And it was just making that decision, just stepping over the line and committing to it. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? All right. And this is just, you know, we work so hard, we're on the grind, you know, striving to be more, dealing with that angst, wondering if it's all going to work out. But even through all that, there's always these moments. Maybe it's a conversation. I had a great business conversation where I realized a couple of things, or a couple of things where I realized that, you know, after going through a period of time where, man, I was really driving, and now there's one of those little gaps in time where things come a lot easier, right? You know what I'm talking about? You know when you kind of come out of a moment where you had to step up and really push yourself? I guess we don't like to call it stress, because you put yourself, it's self-imposed pressure, right? You put yourself under it. Maybe you didn't realize how challenging that was, because you were just in the grind doing what you had to do. And then you're past it. And as you look back and you go, hey, that was pretty stressful, right? Man, that was pretty challenging. Man, things got pretty hairy there for a while, and I made it through. But you didn't realize it so much when you were in that challenging situation, that period of time. You realize it when you're past it. You know, I think that was a moment for me that I go, oh, this is pretty good not to have all that weight on you, at least for that period of time before you get back into another one of those situations again. It's inevitable. It's a continual process. So what was that one cool moment for you yesterday? It doesn't have to be something even business related or something with your goals. Maybe it's just the connection. Maybe you work out in the morning and you just realize just how much better you're feeling. All right, hell, it could be just that moment after your first cup of coffee when things kind of change and you go, wow, the world's a great place. It's really important with these questions that I ask that you get better and better at not just asking yourself these questions, but identifying them when they show up in your world. So, you know, I wouldn't it be great if someone said, how was your week? And you could just go, boom, 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 boom. It was great because this, right? It's not like you're not prepared. Oh, I don't know why it's great. Well, I don't know. It was okay. Well, come on. Okay, why was it great? What was great about this week? I mean, you are in the process. You notice it. You evaluate at the end of every single day, right? So 7 days later, if I was your coach, you know, and we're focusing on one area of life, let's say, you would know. You take the time to assess, monitor, evaluate that all the time. So it's not just a big question that you're not prepared for every single week. I mean, you think about this every single day as you evaluate your day, as you listen to this Morning Connection podcast. And then the next step, what's going to happen if you persist, if you keep going one more block with getting this conditioning with your running, what's going to happen is that you'll, first of all, you'll notice them when they're happening. And what a great place to be. You'll notice them when they're happening. You don't even have to wait until this Morning Connection podcast. All right. The next step after that is you'll start creating those moments. You'll have so many to choose from. You'll appreciate these little things that happen during your day, the little things that you do, that you'll start taking action to make them happen, because your mind, it is looking for those things that impress even you. It'll be looking to do and experience those cool moments. And so not only is the journey a lot more fulfilling, you notice it, and you start making it actively happen instead of being passive and hope that it happens. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want that would take months if not years, of you stretching yourself to make it happen. And by stretching yourself, you know, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, focusing on your results when there are good times and challenging times, you do it anyway. You have that discipline, right? You're constantly going through these daily discipline, these exercises that I make you think about, and you don't just say, okay, I know what he's going to be asking me now. I mean, you actively push yourself to start thinking about it. All right, you make the tough decisions, right? You work on a certain skill set, what you believe is going to take you to the next level. You work on that. You focus on it. Good times and challenging times. You don't let yourself forget. Maybe you're like me and you hire a coach because you're that committed to success and you know that coach will keep you accountable to make sure you don't let another week go by without you taking action. You'll be embarrassed if you keep on telling your wife and your family and you promise that you're going to make life better for them because, and that's in my Man Formation program, that's what a lot of guys do. They just want to step up, which is really exciting for me, that a man wants to step up for his family and be all that he can be. Well, that's a great start. I love that type of attitude, putting that type of pressure on yourself to become more, not just for you, for your family. I mean, that is what I am all about. So that sounds like we are in good company. There's a reason why we connect it in that way. But I'll tell you this, you keep on promising your family that, you have the courage and confidence to even put yourself out there like that, but you keep on letting week after week after week go by, and all you're doing is, I don't know, going to the gym, eating your meals, go to work, collect your paycheck, and then you're watching TV or going to bed early. You're not chipping away little by little towards this goal that you've defined. Then it's just all talk. If you get caught up in the daily grind, so to speak, of just doing the basic things week after week after week, you might as well, you know, it was a great idea. Shows that you're a good person. Your head's in the right place. Your heart's in the right place to step up for your family in that manner. But if you keep on letting week after week go by and all you're doing is the basic, covering your bases every single day, that's not going to work. And you know that. All right. So that's what I do with my coaching. I help you step up and follow through with those promises that you make yourself, that you've made to your family. And if there is a week, which there won't be a week just because of the fact that you've committed. If there is a week where you did nothing and you know you got to get on that line, it's your scheduled time with me every single week, and you did absolutely nothing, I tell you, you're going to feel that pain, that angst, that self-imposed pressure before you even get on the phone with me. And trust me, that isn't going to happen very many times. You will not put yourself through that too many times. And that's the beauty of it. Sometimes that's that coach can make us more accountable to the dreams and promises that not just that we make to ourselves, because it's easy to make those promises to ourselves and make excuses for ourselves, put it, oh, I'm better than most or whatever. But I'll tell you, if you have the courage to make those promises to your family, man, that's that extra layer of accountability that it's going to make you do the things that you have to do. And the last one is, what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? All right, results. We're just not in some grind. We're just not checking off a to-do list. We're just not doing the things that we have to do every single day just to get by. That's not going to take us to the next level. What are those results? And is what I'm doing, is it just checking off the list, or is it helping us really indeed get there? And then the second part of that question are, hey, what are those results again? Constantly remind you of the feelings, the emotions, the accomplishments that you really want. All right, so that's going to do it for our Morning Connection. Little by little, we're going to get it done. Thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in me. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.